Supporters of House Bill 1081 say Colorado's sex education curriculum is outdated and doesn't meet the needs of all students. Democratic Representative Chrisanta Duran of Denver says the biggest update would be to add information for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth and people with disabilities.
We have a comprehensive sex education standard that is currently law in Colorado. And what this bill does, it is more inclusive because it includes GLBTQ youth, it includes victims of sexual violence, it includes rape victims, and it includes the disabled.
Duran says the state currently has a patchwork approach to sex education, and some school districts don't teach the subject at all. Democratic Representative Dominic Moreno of Commerce City says for him, the bill is personal. His sister got pregnant in high school, and he's a gay man.
I know from experience how lonely it can be knowing that you're somehow different from other kids in your class. And not being able to have that conversation with your parents.
Tuesday's floor debate lasted well into the afternoon, and Republicans offered a number of amendments. They want to let parents opt their children into the sex ed program instead of opt out of it. Representative Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch successfully passed an amendment to make sure sex isn't taught in kindergarten through third grade.
They should be learning how to read. How many times have we debated that in front of this house? And now you're going to teach them how to have sex. Oh, age appropriate. I understand. Content appropriate. Sure. I read that part of the bill.
Democrats voted for McNulty's amendment, even though they said it wasn't necessary. But the real crux of Republican objections centers on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues.
When is it appropriate to teach homosexuality to my 7-year-old?
That's Republican Lori Sane of Decono. She and other Republicans worry the new curriculum would infringe on parental rights.
Some things are offensive to some folks, and the parent is best able to make that determination. Absolutely.
Representative Stephen Humphrey of Windsor says the bill is also insensitive to religious families.
In the name of science and public health, this bill takes sides. In our state, run public schools, taxpayer-funded. It undermines the natural rights of parents to teach their faith's values as they see fit.
But several openly gay Democratic lawmakers expressed support for the change, including Representative Sue Schaefer of Wheat Ridge.
I'm a gay mother, and I'm a gay grandmother. I want you to know there are gay children in kindergarten. They were born that way. They didn't get infected with anything. There are gay parents in your schools.
Supporters also point out that schools would have some flexibility on what to teach, and the bill wouldn't ban a discussion on abstinence. Participation is also voluntary. The measure still needs a final vote in the House before it can move on to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.